Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators for a successful freelance career and lifestyle with your host, Tess Witte.
Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators. I'm your host, Tess Witte, bringing you marketing and business tips so you can grow your freelance translation business. This is episode 221. Today, I'm answering a question I receive every once in a while by beginning translators. How do I become a translator? A successful freelance translator. So this episode is geared to new or aspiring freelance linguists. There is no clear-cut way, but I wanted to give you some tips on how to actually set your business up right and become successful from the start. People do become translators in many different ways. They study translation or they switch to a translation career after having worked with something completely different. That's how I got started. But let's say that however you came to the decision to become a freelance translator, you have now made that decision and want to know what to do to actually start working as a translator and get clients. But first, I want to give a listener shout out. This one comes from jcarter858. He or she says that the podcast is inspiring. Finally, there is a podcast that directly applies to my work and with concrete and helpful information that I can actually use in building the foundation of my translation career. Wonderful job. So thank you, Jay Carter, for taking time to leave a review on iTunes. I really appreciate you taking this time, and these reviews are what keeps me going. So I wish you best of luck with your translation career. If you haven't left a review, you can go to the show notes at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/221 and just click on one of the links for your favorite podcast listening app. But now back to the topic. How do we become successful freelance translators? So here are some tips, both from my own experience and other people's recommendations. The prerequisite is that you are fluent in two languages or more, have a good writing skills, and are willing and able to work hard and learn new skills along the way. Being fluent is only the first step in becoming a professional translator or interpreter. Like any other profession, it requires practice, experience, and training. There's no one path to success, like I said, but here are some good guidelines. First of all, get experience. This is one of the cruel ironies of translating and most other career fields, that to get jobs, you already need work experience in the field, leaving you with the question, how do you get that experience in the first place? So here are some tips. You can try to get an internship at a translation company. This is a good way to develop your resume. You can also volunteer your translation services for charities or charitable organizations, or even to postgraduate students to get testimonials. You can use these testimonials as a springboard then to launch your career. There are also crowdsourced translations. These are generally unpaid, because it's often assumed that the translators have a significant interest in getting the source material localized into their own language. But you are often able to receive helpful feedback from other translators who might be able to correct or commend your work. And these crowdsourced translations can usually be found on online apps. And I know that, for example, Facebook have done this, crowdsourced and translations. If you're enrolled or live near a college, university, take classes in translation interpretation and look for opportunities to perform some translation or interpreting work on campus for various departments. It's crucial to get experience wherever you can and show samples of your work to potential clients to get recommendations. Contract or freelance work is another way to get some experience to add to your resume. First, your first few gigs on these platforms might not pay as well as you'd like, but once you get more experience under your belt, you can usually get more and more compensation for your services. You might find that your first gigs through can come from your personal network or business connections. If this isn't possible, you can always check Upwork or Fiverr, both of which help connect users with freelance opportunities. So those were some suggestions, and I have a list of this that you can also download. The second step is to get certified. Now, it's not necessary to get a certification. In fact, I worked many years myself as a freelance translator before getting any certification. But it is an easy way to show that you have the skills necessary to do the work. ATA offers a certification that gives you a special designation, Certified Translator, that you can use with your name on your resume, website, business cards, and other materials. There are also industry-specific certifications available, though these are often targeted at interpreters. So these examples can be the National Board of Certification for Medical Interpreters. However, getting certified as an interpreter in a specific field can still show that you know a lot about the language used in the context, so it could also help you get translating work. Another thing to consider is getting non-language related certifications in a field that you are interested in translating. For example, becoming a certified paralegal could help you get translation work from the legal field by showing that you understand the industry. In the same way, being a certified nurse might help you get medical translation work. So there are different opportunities, and it's not only ATA that offers certification exams. There are many other institutions, so check first in your local or your country. Step number three is to target a specific industry and learn industry-specific terms. So you merely being fluent doesn't always provide the relevant terminology that you need to translate. So you need to put some additional focus on industry-specific terminology. When you first start out, you think that you don't need to do this, but I highly encourage it because it gives a professional impression, and you are become more skilled in that area of specialization. For example, you might consider studying words that are particularly necessary for business, government, or education. And there are several ways to do this. You may want to consider looking for a course or learning resource that focuses on a specific field. So these are, for example, medical Spanish courses and resources, or self-paced online courses through Coursera. If you aren't already familiar with your specific field or interest, you might otherwise consider putting together a list of important terms. Then you can look up and study the vocabulary words in the language that you want to translate from. So you can get education. There are several online courses, or you can even take a course at a university in your area of specialization. All right, those were the three first steps. The fourth step is to start marketing yourself. When you have the credentials and some experience, it's time to start marketing yourself to your to agencies, local businesses, and that anything that might need translators or interpreters in your area or globally. Most translators or interpreters work for clients on a contract basis, not as full-time employees. And a great way to market your services is to start a website and join the active community of online language professionals. You can also make sure that you have a good resume and have calculated your rates properly. I go into detail about this in an upcoming course, actually, that I will launch. The best indicator that an aspiring translator or interpreter is not a professional is when they have no idea what the rates should be. So it's important to calculate them properly. And you cannot simply ask another colleague what the rates are. You can compare, but you need to calculate your own. Step number 5 is to work on your computer skills. A lot of translations require specific programs. This is meant to make the translation process quicker and more efficient. Common programs used by professional translators that you might want to familiarize yourself with are called CAT tools or computer assisted translation tools. So some examples are SDL Trotto Studio, MemoQ, WordFast, or MemSource. Step number 6. Join a professional organization. Being a member of a professional organization will add credibility to your profile, and you will learn a lot. You will have certain privileges and benefits from this kind of membership. For example, you may apply for certification. So being a member of a translator association has a lot of benefits. You get listed in the directory. Many associations have directories of their members, which clients can use to find translators and interpreters. I have received clients from my listings in both the ATA and ITI directory. Many of them also offers opportunities to get certified, and most important of all, networking opportunities. By joining an association, you can get in touch with local, national, or international colleagues. You will also get access to professional development. You may be able to attend a conference or other events, online training events, webinars, training sessions, etc., to develop your skills in the translation field and marketing field. You also get many other professional resources. Many associations have member-only sections on their website, which can include a journal and tools, for example, contract templates, resources for GDPR, and discounts. Most associations also have a code of ethics that can give guidance to members in tricky situations. They are also promoting the interests of translators and interpreters. Associations support our interests, and this is another good reason to join and support it. Some represent translators and interpreters only, while others also have translation companies and corporate members. Okay. These were the 6 steps to become a successful translator and grow your business. So step number 1 was to get experience. Step number 2 was a possible certification. Step number 3 is to specialize or target a specific industry. Step number 4 was to market yourself. Step number 5 was to hone your computer skills. Step number 6 was to join a professional organization. Never forget that you are not just a translator or interpreter. You are an entrepreneur. This is a real business and you should treat it as such. You have to make plans and follow them. You have to keep accounts and pay taxes. You have to attract new clients, have a marketing plan, and build strong relationships with clients. Finally, you have to analyze the results of your business activity and make proper adjustments. So start treating your freelance career more seriously and you will soon find that your business is growing. And I know personally how hard it is to start freelancing. It's easier to give up and get back to office work. But once you get started, you should not lose heart, and you can achieve this quite easily by following other people's instructions and working hard. Always believe in yourself, even in the most complicated situations. Remember that when you overcome some hardships in the beginning, you will become a truly free. You will become self-confident and have a unique vision for your personal career. So I hope this was helpful to you. Keep your eyes open for a free webinar coming up in just a few weeks. I will talk about the 5 essential investments to start and grow a freelance translation business. Thank you so much for listening and best of luck with your translation career. If you found this episode useful, please take a moment to share it by going to the show notes at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/221 and click on one of the social media sharing buttons at the bottom of the show notes. Next week, I will be talking about the best places to find translation work. So see you then. Take care and bye for now. Are you a new translator, either freshly graduated from a translation program or switching career from something else? Do you recognize yourself in any of the following struggles? Not knowing where to start to establish yourself as a freelance translator, being unsure what marketing material you need to develop first and what to invest in, not knowing how to find clients. If you recognize yourself in any of these statements, I want to invite you to a free live training where you will discover what to focus on to get a steady stream of translation work without wasting your time or money. I want to help you start and grow a successful career as a freelance translator by giving you practical tips and teach you how to get experience, find clients, and what you need to invest in to do just that. To register for this free live training, go to marketingtipsfortranslators.com/5, that's the number 5, -essential-investments. See you there.